A child or teenager at Amachi could choose from many different clubs, groups, and chapters to join, like the Red Cross, the Girl Scouts, the YMCA, the YWCA, the Young Buddhists of America, the Girl Reserve, or a group of girls within a high school class, and the club that I was part of, the Boy Scouts. Each club or group usually used one of the rec halls as their meeting place. This rec hall in Block 10E was the headquarters of Amachi Chapter of the Boy Scouts of America. Our Troop 179 met weekly at the 10H Rec Hall. We participated in many different activities, both in camp and outside of camp. Our troop's drum and bugle corps played at camp-wide ceremonies, festivals, or sports game, and we went to Granada train station to send off the young men of Amachi who were joining the U.S. Army to fight for America. We played as loud as we could so the townspeople would know that our young men were going off to war for them. Sadly, we also had to play at the memorial services when 31 of our men were killed in action in Europe. During the summer of 1943, the FFA Club of Amachi High and the Boy Scouts were sent to Mancos, Colorado to dismantle some abandoned Civilian Conservation Corps barracks and load them onto flat cars so they could be reassembled and used as motor pool buildings in Amachi. In the summer of 1944, Troop 179 went on a one-week camping trip to Two Buttes Reservoir and had a wonderful time. In both instances, we relished the time outside of the confines of the barbed wire fences. We volunteered at Amachi Farms, and several times we were permitted to make local overnight camping trips outside of camp to the banks of the Arkansas River, starting in late 1943. We raised money for War Bond Drive campaign and sold war stamps to help our war efforts. Even though we were confined behind barbed wire fences with guard towers, we were still a very active troop that was able to learn and exemplify the values of the Boy Scouts of America.
To continue to Waypoint 10, return to your car. Drive north on East Street for 3 blocks and make your second right onto 8th Street. Block 7E will be on your left. Only the foundations of the mess hall and the latrine still exist in this block. Foundations of the recreation center, which housed the silkscreen shop, are no longer present. Feel free to stay in your vehicle for Waypoint 10, the silkscreen shop.